Hey guys, Daily Trojan Lifestyle here. I'm Molly Smith, Lifestyle Editor.
And I'm Eddie Kim, Lifestyle Assignments. And today we're talking about the Grammy Awards. Kind of a big deal coming up this weekend. Obviously, it's a big award and it's very prestigious. So we're just going to go through some of the categories and give you a prediction of what we think will win.
2012 is a big year for the Grammys. They got rid of a lot of categories. Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, Best Pop Instrumental Performance, Best Instrumental Performance, a lot of different stuff.
I mean, basically, it's good news because a lot of people don't really understand that pedantic stuff. Like, what's the difference between, I don't know, Best Male Pop Vocal Performance and then Pop Collaboration with Vocals? It's just kind of all mishmash. So this year for pop, for instance, they have just four categories. Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Pop Duo / Group Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Pop Instrumental Album. A lot more user-friendly.
Yeah, and also it just gives more of a, I guess, prestigious air to the awards, because when you're giving awards to basically everyone, it kind of takes away from the value of, you know, who's the best in pop rather than who's the best in pop for all these different subcategories.
Right. And, well, for our predictions, I guess we're just going to start with some categories that might be popular with you guys. We have, of course, electronic music. Let's talk about these nominations. Best Dance Recording, Raise Your Weapon by Deadmau5, Barbara Streisand by Duck Sauce, of course, Sunshine, David Guetta had a big breakthrough this year, that's with Avicii as well, Call Your Girlfriend by Robin, and then Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex, always popular, and Save the World by Swedish House Mafia. Now, you're familiar with a lot of these tracks. What do you think is going to be the big winner? Or what do you think is going to win, and what do you think should win? Because that's always two very different things.
I mean, it's tough because Skrillex, obviously, has been kind of a big deal recently. I mean, he's been, you know, sort of underground for a while. He was at Coachella a couple years ago, but, I mean, with all his electronic performances, like at Hard and just in LA in general, he's been getting a lot of buzz. But
really exploded this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. And he's headlining his own Mothership tour now. So, I don't know. I mean, for me, I would not be surprised to see Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites win for Best Dance Record. Mm-hmm. But, honestly, I don't think, for me, it's as nuanced or musically sophisticated, I guess, to be deserving of that big award.
What would you say is deserving of winning, then?
Honestly, bias aside, these are a lot of good tracks, but I have to go with Raise Your Weapon from Deadmau5, just because it's such a gorgeous track. I don't know. It just hits a chord with me that I feel a lot of people would agree with. It's very emotional, very creative, and also has a great dubstep breakdown. But without being sort of that, like, Transformers having sex version that Skrillex specializes in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot less dirty, I guess you could say. It's kind of a weird word choice to make. But I know a lot of people who describe Skrillex as having that dirty, gritty, dub sort of feeling to him. I wouldn't be surprised if he won. I'd just say money on Skrillex and then best of luck to the rest of them.
Yeah, honestly, if any of you guys are making a Grammy poll, I think Skrillex would be a very safe bet this year, even if the both of us aren't too hot on it winning a Grammy. So the next category that we're going to talk about that probably will be of interest to you guys is Best Rock Stuff, Best Rock Performance.
Yes, we have Coldplay's Every Teardrop is a Waterfall, The Decemberists, Down by the Water, Foo Fighters Walk, Mumford & Sons, The Cave, and Radiohead, Lotus Flower. Obviously, Coldplay has been getting a lot of buzz recently. They've always been popular, but I mean, to me, Mumford & Sons and Radiohead really stand out. Mumford & Sons making their big break, and Radiohead always a classic.
Yeah, seriously. Can you ever go wrong with Radiohead, is my question.
No, I mean, that's why they're headlining Coachella. I mean, let's be real.
Okay, so if you had to pick, and I agree with you, I agree with The Cave and Lotus Flower being probably what should win. I don't know about The Decemberists, Down by the Water, I've heard that song. It seems good enough, but I don't know, from this list, it doesn't stand out to me.
And good, but not great in comparison.
Right, and I know you're a huge Foo Fighters fan, but even their Walk, does it really stand out that much?
You know, I'm not as impressed by it as I am with other Foo Fighters track. I really have to go with Mumford & Sons on this one. I just think they have a unique sound, and their songs all carry a lot of emotional depth to them. They just really stand out to me.
Yeah, and I would say the exact same about Thom Yorke and Radiohead with Lotus Flower. I guess we're going to just have to agree to disagree on this one.
For Best New Artist, we have the band Perry, Bon Iver, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, and Skrillex. We already talked about Skrillex a lot. He's making a lot of buzz. But I don't know. I mean, I've always been a fan of Bon Iver. I just think same with Mumford & Sons. He just has that ability to really pull at your emotions. And he just has an interesting sound.
Yeah. I think three stand out. Bon Iver stands out. Nicki Minaj stands out. Skrillex stands out. And honestly, like, people with differing tastes will vote really differently on this. You know, Bon Iver is the sort of indie, classically indie slash, honestly nowadays, hipster choice, just because that's his kind of groove. That's nothing against him. Nicki Minaj, very huge. She's been making bank off of so many tracks, her own as well as guest appearances on pretty much like every rap song ever, it seems. And obviously Skrillex, you know, crazy dude. Doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, it's just hard to choose because they're all so different. I mean, you think about Nicki Minaj on Kanye's Monster, but then Bon Iver with Holocene, which is also nominated. And it's just, it's really difficult. But, I mean, as a matter of taste, I would say Bon Iver, but I wouldn't be surprised if Nicki Minaj or Skrillex won.
Here's the thing. Especially with Best New Artists, you kind of have to look at their body of work. And I would say Bon Iver has put out the most complete, consistently great body of work. Nicki Minaj, she is a great rapper, but as a sort of complete songstress, I don't know. Sometimes
she
falls
short. Yeah, I've always preferred her more as features rather than her own stuff.
And Skrillex, you know, if you listen to his entire album, there are some tracks that kind of seem like duds at times, you know. It's a little bit too in your face. And so from that factor, I would have to go with Bon Iver. A lot of people would disagree with that. It's entirely possible that Nicki Minaj or Skrillex will win Best New Artist. In fact, I hate to say it, but if I had to put my hard-earned money down, I would probably put it on Nicki Minaj. Just because of all the hype. She probably has a great PR crew helping us. Or not us. Her out in campaigns. Yeah. And, you know, what you guys have to remember, too, is that honestly, for all the prestige that award show have, a lot of it's about having the money to have a PR crew that campaigns. It's the same for the Oscars as well. To get your name out there and appeal to voters, it really is a popularity contest sometimes.
Yeah, well, and if you're going to think about that, I mean, Nicki Minaj is on, like, Kiss FM and all these bigger radio stations, whereas you have to go and kind of find Bon Iver, like, online. He's not as in your face. So, I mean, if it is a popularity thing, Nicki Minaj, but then again, she's not just popular. She does put out a lot of solid content.
Yeah.
I'd say it's
Let's
between the two.
Yeah. We're going to move on now to Song of the Year. And actually a little confusing point maybe that we can clear up for a lot of people out there. Record of the Year versus Song of the Year. Now, you want to try and explain that a little bit?
Yeah, with Record of the Year, you're basically looking at every element of the song. It's one single song, and you're looking at the performer and the production. Whereas with Song of the Year, you're just looking at the writing and composition. It does get a little tricky, but you basically just have to think of, with Record of the Year, basically everyone's receiving the award. The singer, composer, songwriter, production.
All the producers,
everyone.
Made the beat. So Song of the Year right now, our nominees are All of the Lights, Kanye's awesome song, of course. There's a long list of people who contributed to that. There's The Cave, Mumford & Sons. Grenade, Bruno Mars, of course. Holocene by Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver. And Rolling in the Deep, and everyone knows that. It's Adele. And so, Song of the Year being just about the writing and the performance of it. What do you think? Yeah, and the composition of just the music.
If we're just looking at it musically, I say The Cave and Rolling in the Deep stand out.
Yeah.
I wish that All of the Lights had been nominated for Record of the Year, because I feel like if you're looking at it from a production standpoint, it really stands out.
Yeah.
But if we're just thinking about lyrics and instrumentals, I mean, Adele is always a standout for me. And just as I said about Mumford & Sons earlier, they just had a really solid album. All of their songs, I feel like, just really, they have something to say. And with The Cave, it stands apart to me. And I do enjoy Holocene, but I don't feel like it's the best song on Bon Iver's album.
That's the weirdest thing. On Bon Iver by Bon Iver, I don't really think Holocene is the best song. Actually, if there are any listeners out there, I don't know what you guys think, but Wash is my favorite song off the album. Again, a lot about taste, but in that scenario, I would have to go with Rolling in the Deep. Just think about how much airplay it got this year, you know? I think that's a really big deal. All right, moving on, trucking along. Album of the Year, kind of a big deal.
And which brings us back to Adele. She was nominated for 21. Foo Fighters were nominated for Wasting Light. Lady Gaga for Born This Way. Bruno Mars for Doo-Wops and Hooligans. And Rihanna for Loud.
I'm thinking of this, again, as a complete album and concerning how much acclaim she got this year. I think Adele's the safe choice. 21.
I would definitely say Adele, without question.
Yeah.
She's popular in the mainstream, but her songs all have something to say. She has a beautiful, amazing voice.
Yeah, and the production on that album is very, very nice. Not too overprocessed, not too, I don't know, appealing to that sort of dancey sort of trend that's happening right now, which is a great thing. I mean, you can say that also about, you know, something like Doo-Wops and Hooligans, but, you know, that's kind of a weak nomination, I think, in this list. Wasting Light by Foo Fighters, decent album, in my view, not really a Grammy winner, at least not with this lineup.
Yeah, I think just when it comes down to it, I mean, everyone knows Adele's been through stuff, she's experienced a lot of heartache, and they're all rooting for her. She deserves to win, and people want her to.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And finally, we're at Record of the Year. So the nominations for that are Rolling in the Deep by Adele, Holocene, like we discussed before, by Bon Iver, Grenade, Bruno Mars, The Cave by Mumford & Sons, and Firework by Katy Perry. First of all, doesn't it seem like we've been listening to these songs for, like, literally 5 years? Like, when did Firework come out?
I mean, it could just be the fact that Katy Perry's put out, what, like, 6 or 7 singles this
year?
That's
maybe
true. Maybe it's a little burnout on Katy, but if we're looking at production, I feel like that does have a lot to it. I don't know. I mean, for Record of the Year, I prefer something, I guess, slightly bigger, something that had more that went into it. But my personal taste is for more melodic, instrumental type of songs. So Holocene appeals to me, but like we said earlier, it's not our favorite from the album. I mean, once again, I have to go with Rolling in the Deep.
Yep. That's a really powerhouse track. That's almost common sense to say. It's a huge, big track that's obviously gotten a lot of critical acclaim. Her vocals on that is just out of this world. So yeah, I mean, it's a surprising, there aren't obvious choices as much as I thought there would be this year. It's a pretty strong lineup overall. There's at least in every category 2 or 3 people or tracks that could win. And
yeah.
So it's going to be really tough.
But if we're looking at it overall, I mean, Kanye had 7 nominations, Adele had 6, so did Foo Fighters and Bruno Mars. I mean, those are going to be the front runners. It's not an easy choice, but those 3, 4 nominees are safe to put your money on.
Yeah. So, well, hope you guys have fun this weekend watching that. We're going to be tuning in as well. Hopefully we're not too wrong with our prediction. That's always an awkward moment.
Yeah.
But
just be sure to tune in on CBS at 8 o'clock. It's the 54th annual Grammys.